Blog Talk Radio.
Cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I mean that sincerely. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here, right? If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And right now it's 86 degrees in the ATL. That's our high today. 86 is at our high right now. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunshine, 90. Friday, partly sunny, 91. Saturday, sunshine 89. Sunday, sunshine 89. Monday, thunderstorms 85. Hey, we don't mind that about Monday, right? Because we're going to move through the weekend. We're going to have us a good weekend. I hope you guys have your barbecue grills out. I hope you guys get some grilling going on and get some good eating going on and some good potato salad, baked beans, whatever you want to do this weekend. Man, jump on it. It is going to be nice. It's going to be nice out this weekend. So, guys, I encourage you to go ahead and do some grilling, right? I love that stuff. I love it. I grilled last night right after the show. Today's word of the day is behemoth. Behemoth. Behemoth is a noun, and it's spelled B-E-H-E-M-O-T-H, behemoth. And the definition of behemoth is a mighty animal described in Job as an example of the power of God, okay? And the second meaning is something of monstrous size, power, or appearance. It's a behemoth. You know, guy was big. You know, some big boys like in football, man. If you see some of these guys on the street, some of these NFL players, you'll be like, oh my God, this guy's huge. I remember back let's get my stuff out of the way. Let me take care of my sponsor. Today's sponsor of today's show is CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even if you have an IRS issue, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome. Okay? Welcome, welcome, welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and you can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to voice your comments or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad. And that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I will give you the platform for you to discuss your opinions or comments, right? So here we go. Today's episode is, you know, I don't know. I'm, you know, something's going on. But today's show is entitled "The Things You Eat Now, But I'm doing something, guys. I'm trying to figure something out. But today's episode is entitled "What Are Some Things, Some Foods That You Eat Now, But Wouldn't Touch as a Kid?" What are some foods that you eat now, but wouldn't touch as a kid? Or something that you couldn't stand as a kid, but you eat it now. I mean, our taste buds, what you call it for being able to handle stuff, like our limitations are maybe shorter or bigger. You know, they get shorter, or they get limitations get, you know, higher. You know, I guess you can You can't stand to drink as much alcohol as you used to drink. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. I mean, when I was a kid, when I grew up, you know, my mom used to cook, okay? And my mom worked at night. So when I got out of school, my mom was up home and cooking dinner, you know? So when I got home from school, this I'm talking about high school now. So when I got home from school, I mean, I walk in the house and I could smell, you know, I could smell the dinner cooking, or dinner had been cooking. It's ready. I can come right in and eat. Man, you know how hungry I used to be when I got home from school? I mean, how hungry you were when you got home from school when you were growing up. Man, the first place you went was to the refrigerator, right? You open it up, look in, you know, maybe you didn't see anything that you wanted, so you closed it. You went in the cabinet or the pantry or whatever. You looked around trying to see, and maybe I'll eat me a bowl of cereal. Nah, ain't nothing in there. You close it back. You go back to the refrigerator, open it up, you're looking around. You know, you open and close the refrigerator a bunch of times, right? You're just scouring for something to eat. So when I got home from school, my mom was there, and she'd have something ready for me to eat. So I'd sit down right then and just tear away, right? And back then, my mom would say, hey, if you don't want what I cooked, you must not be hungry. Y'all get that? I'm going to say it one more time. If you don't want what I cooked, you must not be hungry. But, you know, so, and she didn't want you going and making a sandwich or something. You know, she done cooked this food. So you better eat, or you better go over your friend's house and eat if you don't want this. But I better not catch you in the kitchen making a sandwich, right? So I ate what my mom cooked. I mean, good or bad, right? Wasn't a whole lot of bad. It was a lot of good. But you said when I was growing up, I could not stand squash. I couldn't stand squash. I mean, she'd make it and see it, but it didn't look right. Okay. And she always told me, just taste it. Taste it, and it's like, ugh. You know, spit it back out. And she I didn't like squash. But now, hey, steamed squash, baked squash, squash casserole, squash scampi, squash Creole, whatever squash you do, I'll eat it now. I love squash now. Broccoli, I can't. Man, broccoli? Bruh, I used to look at broccoli like it was, I mean, it had 17 heads. Right? Nah, I ain't eating that. Mom be like, just taste it. Nah, I'll pass on this one. You know, I tried squash, but I'll pass on this green funky looking stuff. But now I'll eat some steamed broccoli with a little seasoning on it, a little sprinkle some cheese on it. I'll tear it apart, right? So those are things. Some of the things that I couldn't stand as a kid. But, man, I eat it now. And you know, like, and guys, call in 516-531-9483 and tell me what some of the things that you eat now but wouldn't eat as a kid. And you know how women are when they're pregnant, okay? They get a craving for certain stuff. I can't remember what my wife had a craving for in her you know, last pregnancy. I don't remember. I'm trying to, but anyway, she did have a craving, and it probably was something that she didn't eat, you know, all the time, right? Probably something that she didn't eat, you know, all the time. And she just sent me a text and said she didn't have cravings, but I know better. I was there, right? I was there. But anyway, so she had cravings for stuff that, you know, she didn't normally eat. So, of course, you know, we had to get it for her. But think about that, guys. Things you eat, you know, you eat now, but wouldn't touch as a kid. And, you know, now, you know, you eat certain seafood that you, hey, you wouldn't touch as a kid. Like, you know, you be all, my girls always order calamari as an appetizer when we go out to eat. They love calamari. But when I used to look at calamari, which I didn't do a whole lot of it, but my mom splurged with us every now and then. But when I saw that, you know, I was like, man, what is that? This stuff had tentacles on it, legs. We ain't going to eat that. But now, I you know, I dip it in a little sauce. I eat the legs, everything. So that's something that I didn't eat as a kid, but I eat now. I mean, it's so many things that you did as a kid that you don't do now. And of course, you know, you're an adult, but some things that you carried with you from, you know, when you were a kid into adulthood. You know, some of the things you do now, some of your habits and stuff like that, you carry them right on into adulthood. You know, it's weird, but you know, when I was in high school, well, as soon as I came out of high school, I bought me a car, and it was a Volkswagen Beetle, right? I bought me a Beetle, fixed it however I wanted it, yada yada yada, right? And I fell in love with the Volkswagen Beetles then. And guess what? After, I don't know how many I've had up until now, but I have one now sitting in my garage. Perfectly running and everything. But those are some of the things that you know, liked as a kid, that you carry on over into now. I guarantee you, if, you know, once I get rich, you know, I'll have me a couple of those vintage Volkswagen Beetles. Totally redone, just sitting in the garage, just dying to be driven. So, you know, and you know, you go back, you even go back now and say, you know, we go back to the things we were talking about that you didn't eat as a kid, but you love now. I didn't eat corn as a kid. I didn't like corn. I didn't like collard greens. I didn't like turnip greens. There's so much stuff that I didn't like. I was like a meats and potatoes type of guy. But then, you know, my granddad had a farm, you know, and not a farm, but he had a garden, a big garden. And we used to go to his garden and pick, you know, pick all the vegetables. Maybe that's why I didn't like corn, because I had to pick some corn. Maybe that's why I didn't like collard greens, because I had to pull some collard greens out of the ground. Maybe that's why I didn't like squash, because I had to pick squash off the ground after it's grown. Maybe that's why. I figured it out. I figured it out today. Maybe that's why. But I didn't like collard greens. Now my wife makes a great bunch of collard greens. You eat them all for a few days, right? If you reserve collard greens, right, you can eat them for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Turnip greens. I couldn't stand turnip greens, man. They tasted like I don't know what when I was growing up as a kid. But now I eat them like crazy. Like crazy. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show, guys. And, you know, when I think about being, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, if you think about it, and I know I'm getting off the subject, but if you think about it, you know, people, guys out there listening to the show that may be my age or maybe, you know, 10 years younger or whatever, you know, things just, you know, it seems like things are just totally different now. And I mean, as far as kids, I mean, you know, think about it. If we had cell phones back when I was a kid, when I was in high school, if we had cell phones, we'd probably be the crazy ones too. Or we probably would have been, you know, some of the real knuckleheads too. I wouldn't have been a real knucklehead because, you know, my mom just didn't play that. Period. So, but, you know, if we had cell phones and video games the way they have them now, we'd probably be some knuckleheads too. But back in my day or back in our day, man, we could get out and walk for 30, 40 minutes to the, you know, to the recreation center to go to the swimming pool and swim, and then you get out of swimming, you buy you a couple of hot dogs and a drink and some potato chips right there at the little concession stand when you come out of the pool, man. And or you could go over to the rec center and you could play basketball or whatever, and they had teams that played, and we going all over the city and played basketball and football and baseball. We did all that stuff, and we swam every summer. Things we did in the summer when we were out of school, kids don't have that today. I mean, they totally raped, and I said it, totally raped the recreation department now here in Atlanta. They've totally raped the system. You don't even see, you know, if I go to the recreation center that where I grew up and played and did everything there, it's you know, just a building just sitting there, you know, unoccupied, worn down, torn down. And you know, the only things left is some of the more modern recreation centers that were more modern than ours back in our day. They're still there, but there are no kids. You know, but even now, these parks make it so expensive for your kid to come there and play sports and have fun and understand what a team is about. You know, they make it so expensive that, you know, some of these single parents are like, nah, I can't afford for you to play football. I saw a sign just yesterday in my neighborhood. I'm not far from a park, a big park, and it said football, $165. Man, a single mom, you know, raising a son, come on, $165 is a lot. Man, when I was growing up, they used to give us everything. We could go there, and all we had to have were shoes. I mean, they gave us socks. They gave us the equipment, our football pants and pads and jerseys, helmets. Everything was there. you know, you played, you get to wear somebody's jersey that played before you that was a hellacious player. So, you know, that's what happened back then. Now these guys, they on rampages. They out there selling dope. I know I got off the subject, but, man, my best friend growing up, son was killed a couple of weeks ago Friday, actually. And we had his funeral last Saturday. He was killed due to gun violence. And just turned 30 years old. And he was in that game. He was living that life. That life is for no one. But there are a lot of people in that life. And so, you know, that life has a dead end. It has a ceiling, and it has a dead end. So where can you go in that life? You can't go anywhere. You can't go up because it's out of ceiling there. You can't go forward because it's a dead end. So get out. Okay? How do you get out? You walk out. You walk out and say, I'm not touching that again. I'm going to do something with my life. But, you know, a lot of these guys get hung up into that. I'm sorry, guys. I just go off on that stuff, man. But, you know, somewhere this stuff got to change. I don't know where. I have a small platform that I can throw my stuff out there with. But some of these guys have millions of listeners. You know, they millionaires. They got millions of listeners. They millionaires. I got thousands of listeners. I'm a thousandaire. I'm a thousandaire, y'all. You believe that? But that's how it is. Anyway, hey guys, that's all the time I have today. Hey, take care of yourselves. Be good to yourselves and your families. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I have a great show for you tomorrow. Listen in, 6:30. Right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll catch y'all later.